It has definitely been a while. I don't know where any of my controllers are here. Make sure my headset is on. You guys can hear me, which is good. And let me have a sip of my my morning coffee. All right, let's get into it.
It's morning vibes. It's time for morning rants with your host, Superman Dan. It's morning vibes with Superman Dan.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome back. Welcome back to Morning Vibes with me, Superman Dan. And that's why you're here, I think, because otherwise, why would you be here if it wasn't to listen to this beautiful, melodic voice that I have going on here? It sounds so great to say that. I mean, it feels so great to be back. And I've been wanting to get back in to this, but I don't know, as you know, we had a pandemic going on, and I kind of lost touch with the love of doing a podcast because I was trying to put out a podcast every week, and then I tried to stay on top of it, and then with the pandemic happening, and then weddings all of a sudden coming back with a full vengeance, I couldn't stay on top of shooting, now shooting, as you can see. We are doing video finally. I know this is season two, long overdue season two, but we're doing season two here with video. So if you are just listening to the podcast, make sure that you go check out the actual video of it as well, which will be on YouTube, that I will be posting that, which will be on Morning Vibes of Superman Dan, which is me. Let me get back into that beginning part here. So, of course, you guys are here to listen to this beautiful melodic voice. Why else would you be here if it wasn't to listen to me? So with the weddings coming back full force, I stopped. There's a spider web in here. I stopped recording, but now, I mean, it feels good to be back, right? It feels right. So this year, what I think I'm going to do is, you know how everyone does New Year's resolutions? Everyone says, you know, new year, new me. And maybe it happens for the first month, maybe it happens for the first 2 months, but then it kind of dies off. So what I am going to do this year, because since I got away from this last year, is I used to write down not so much like a vision board, but a goal list. Right? So you have to have your goal list. You have to have it in front of you. You have to have it somewhere that you'll see every day. because if you don't, it's easy to be out of sight, out of mind. So with a goal list that I've written out, I have it in my bedroom on a big white board. And I know I've talked about this before on my podcast, but as opposed to just saying, you know what, I want to make $1 million this year, right? Instead of saying that, I want to make $100,000, I want to make $200,000, whatever it is. Instead of saying that, you have to have, you know, smaller steps before you get to that big step. So I put some goals down, some resolutions, if you will, but there's also smaller steps in between that'll help me reach the bigger goal. Last year, I got away from it, and I think that's why I didn't accomplish a lot of the things that I wanted to accomplish. But this year, I feel much better about it because I wrote it out like the last week or so of 2022. Oh, which, by the way, Happy New Year. I don't think I said it yet, but Happy New Year. Welcome to 2023. This is going to be a great year, I feel like. I hope so. So with this new year, I wrote it out the week before 2022 ended. And so with 2023, I'm able to start, you know, right away, as opposed to writing everything out in 2023 and then starting mid-January or starting mid-February, you know. So I'm able to start right away. And I've already started. One of the things I want to do is I want to start eating better. And I want to cut out more alcohol, right? I don't drink a lot of beer, I do drink a lot of Jameson because it's good for you, right? It kills kills diseases, kills viruses. I'm not a doctor, but that's what I hear. What's been going on in my life for the last like year or so that I've been gone? You know, what man, a lot. You know, it's one of the questions that I get a lot is, you know, where have you been? What have you been up to? What have you been doing? Well, I've been filming weddings like crazy every weekend, sometimes two, sometimes three. But I've been filming weddings every weekend. I've been able to do some traveling with some friends. I've gotten to a couple new NFL stadiums because, as you know, or if you've heard, and if you don't know, I'm trying to get to all of the NFL stadiums. And my rule is that I either have to go to a game or I have to take the tour and be able to take a picture inside. So I am down, or up to, I should say, 16 stadiums, and there are 14 left. There are 30 stadiums altogether, because as you know, Los Angeles and New York, they have two teams that, you know, they share stadiums there. So 30 stadiums altogether. I have 16 under my belt, 14 left to go. And Nick, this year on my resolution, I am trying to go to two NFL stadiums this year. So that's either a game somewhere else or taking a tour, you know, and visiting and taking a picture inside. So if any of you guys like to travel and you guys want to travel with me, make sure you let me know. Man, what else has been? Oh, so I have some stories from the traveling. From I also went to New York with a buddy of mine, which was one of the stadiums that I went to. I saw some cool things in New York. I also went to Vegas with a buddy of mine, which was another stadium. But there are stories behind all this stuff. And if you follow me on Snapchat or on my Instagram, you have seen a lot of these pictures and videos. But I will be getting into those stories and showing some pictures on the video format here later when we get closer to those stories. There is stories when I even talked to you about the COVID testing in L.A. Yeah, wow, maybe it's been longer that I've been gone. So there's a story about the COVID testing when I went to L.A. for the game there with my cousin. It was a funny story when I went to Tampa when I had to rent a car. the lady at the rental car place and how her and I interacted. There's a good story there that I'm going to get into. What other stories here? I wrote these down here so I could apparently not on this piece of paper. I didn't write them down. There are a lot of stories that I'm going to be getting into, and I'm going to, with the video portion here, be able to put in video of the things that I'm talking about. So that's what's going to be new this year. I'm going to not only have a video portion for everyone to watch and love, hopefully, but I'm also going to have video to add to it. So this right here is just like an opening teaser. This is just right here. Are you teased? This right here is what I wanted to put out the first week here in July so that you know that I am here, I am back, and I am looking forward to doing the podcast this year. What I also want to do, as opposed to making a promise and saying, I'm going to post every week, every Wednesday, you're going to get a new post. I'm thinking every other week. That way, I don't feel as much anxiety about being late with it, or as much anxiety about, oh, I have to edit this too now, you know. And hopefully this podcast will be more long form like this, and there won't be much editing that I have to do. The editing is more so with the opening intro as well as the music that I pick for it. So I think, I'm not sure, I have to do some research, but you already know by the time that you're listening to this, I don't know if I'm supposed to have music underneath the whole time that I'm speaking, or if it should just be my voice. I thought it was supposed to be just my voice. And so for this first one, that's what I'm going to do. For this first one, I'm just going to put just my voice, but you will have my opening music. It's morning, that one. For the opening and, of course, the ending. Which, by the way, I also went to Arizona. I took my mom on a trip to Arizona for her birthday. We flew, first class. Shout out to Delta. Thank you, Delta. We flew first class. I think it was her first time flying first class, or it was the first time flying in the new form of first class. Maybe she's been in first class before, but it's been so long. But the new flagship that Delta had that we were able to go on, which was pretty cool. Yes. So basically, that's what I have going on in my life. I just want to say Happy New Year. I just want to say I'm back. I want to say I am going to be putting out a podcast every other week or once a month, but I have to be doing two podcasts. One podcast is for here, and the other podcast is for my wedding company. So I'm going to record that one too as we speak now. And yeah, that's about it. And I'm back. I got stories to tell you. Will there be guests? Probably. Hopefully. I don't, have any lined up right now. If you guys can think of anybody who I should have on here, let me know. I'll put them on here. I'll call them up. And, I'm just excited to be back. And I enjoy having this podcast as an outlet. So I'll talk to you guys later. I appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate you guys watching. And we'll talk soon. Bye. Peace. It's morning vibes with Sue.